This morning, in our talk, we're just really going to focus on that one reading, although I'll remind you what it is. This is Jesus speaking. He says, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." So we had two Bible readings about love, and there's this sentence that Jesus says, "Everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Why don't I pray for us, and we'll take a look at that. Dear God, we thank you so much that we can gather together as your family. We pray that you would help us to think about what it means to be a disciple and what it means to love one another. And we pray for your help this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the first thing we need to do as we think about disciples is, of course, there's 12 very famous disciples that Jesus had. And I just want to ask you, what are the names of those disciples? I've got my list here. So you might just want to shout them out. It's a bit strange because some of them had two names, didn't they? Even today I was talking with Carol. She said, are you Matthew or are you Matt? Yeah, I'm born Matthew, but people call me Matt. Unless I'm in trouble, I'm Matthew. There's a couple of Matthews in here. I try and get in first if there's two. I like to be Big Matt. Big Matt and Little Matt. I try and get in. So there's a couple of disciples had two names for various reasons. But let's go down the list, see if you can name the 12 disciples. Simon, he was a guy who also had a different name. There's Judas. I've got Judas. Yep. Judas Iscariot, who betrayed. Yep.
Matthew, Peter, and John.
Wow. Excellent. Matthew, Peter, and John. Yes.
Mark,
got who?
Mark and Luke.
Mark and Luke. They were disciples, and they followed Jesus. They weren't the famous 12, although they did write part of the Bible. Who? James. So, James and John, they were brothers. So, let's tick them off as well. Thomas. Very good. Is there a Zed one? The sons of Zebedee was what James and John were called. Andrew, yes, that was Peter's brother. Yes, Philip. He had a good friend called Nathaniel. Very good. Or.
What about Thaddeus?
Thaddeus is there. His other name was Judas. We don't hear too much about Thaddeus. He's a bit more obscure, but we've got him. So we've got the one Judas who was the traitor. We've got the other Judas, a.k.a. Thaddeus, because he wants to differentiate himself. I think there's one more. We've got both James. I think I heard James and James. Did anyone say Simon the Zealot?
Yes.
Simon. He was the other Simon. There was Simon who got called Peter, and there was another Simon as well that we don't know that much about, except he was a zealot, except he was a little bit angry at the government of his time, a little bit left-wing. So those are 12 disciples, the famous 12 disciples. We're going to think about what it means to be disciples. Here's a couple of ideas. If we think about what those 12 disciples did, they followed Jesus, they listened to his teaching, and they became more and more like him. So if you just think about that, these 12, they followed him, they listened to his teachings and obeyed them, and they became more like Jesus. So if we just look at one of them, Peter, do you know what he used to do? Do you know what his other job was before he met Jesus? He was a fisherman. So him and his brother, they ran a fishing business, and then they met Jesus, and Jesus said, "Come and follow me," and he moved from being a fisherman to a follower for 3 years. That's what he did. He followed Jesus for 3 years, and he listened to his teaching, and he became more and more like Jesus. He got some things wrong. We know that about Peter. He's pretty impetuous. He used to speak without thinking quite a lot. And in those 3 years, he became a fisherman. He became a follower. In those 3 years, he became a disciple of Christ. More and more, he became like Jesus himself. He didn't do things perfectly. Do you know, he got quite scared when Jesus was arrested and he was executed. Peter was extremely frightened. He was so scared that he actually even denied. He said, I don't know Jesus, when someone asked. And they said, "Well, you're from Galilee. You've got the same accent as him. I'm sure you actually, I don't know him." And then a servant girl said to him, "I recognize you. You actually are a follower of him." He said, "I swear to you, I do not know him." And remember, Jesus had promised, had predicted that would happen, and a rooster crowed, and Peter was extremely upset that, having been a follower of Jesus, he actually denied even knowing him. So he didn't get things right all the time. Well, we've thought about the 12 disciples a little bit. I just want to kind of encourage you to think a little bit about what does it mean to follow Jesus? Now, to be a disciple of Jesus, for instance, where's Nick Bradhurst? There he is. I could become a disciple of Nick Bradhurst. He's quite a good actor. I've only learnt this the last few weeks. And I could seek Nick out to try and follow him and learn his method of acting. How does he do it? Well, he's Nick Bradhurst. He's Nick Bradhurst. He's Gandalf. He's Nick Bradhurst, isn't he? That kind of, is it a switch in his brain? Or does he just go to bed and he's thinking, I am the character? I want to learn from him and try and be a disciple of Nick Bradhurst to become more and more like him each and every day. Well, what does it mean to be a disciple of Christ? How do we become more and more like Jesus? Well, I just want to let you know, if you're here this morning, that's actually what it means to be a Christian. If you think, what does it mean to be a Christian? It means to be a disciple of Jesus. It means to follow him. If you're kind of checking things out, you think, what? I've got a question. What does it mean to be a Christian? What would it mean to be a Christian? What are these Christians all on about? Well, being a Christian is becoming a disciple of Jesus. So if you want to think about what's God's will for your life, what's God's plan for your life, it's to be a disciple of Jesus. So remember John 13:35. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. So being a disciple has this characteristic that you love one another. So we're going to take a bit of a look at love. Jesus said that you actually be famous for it. People will know that you are his disciples if you love one another. In our first reading, we had a summary of the whole Bible, of the law of the Bible. Now, the Bible is a big book. It's an incredible story of how God rescued his people. But we get a summary from Jesus himself. It's a conversation going on. And it's a summary about love. And you remember from the reading that we had, Jesus said there are two things, two most important rules, two most important commandments are this. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. I just want us to think about the second one for a little bit. How do you love yourself? How do you love yourself? Just have a little bit of a think. I'm going to take some answers. In what ways do you love yourself? You look after yourself. You care for yourself. You make sure you have enough to eat. Make sure you've got clothes to wear. That's one way that you love yourself. How else might you love?
Protect yourself.
Yeah, you protect yourself. You stay out of dangerous situations.
Keep yourself happy.
Yeah, you're happy. You make plans for yourself. There's experiences that you want to have and you spend money on those experiences. I'm sure everyone got presents for Christmas as well. You know, we just think about the last week. We all got presents. Jesus says we have to love our neighbor, we have to love others in the same way we love ourselves. So if we just think about how and in what ways do we love ourselves? Do we love our neighbors in that same way? Do we love one another in the same way that we love ourselves? Let's just stop for a moment. Just look around the church. Just have a think. Some of us just met each other for the first time this morning. And just think about this question. Do I love this other person, whoever your eyes lock on, do I love them in the same way that I love myself? Just pause for a bit and think about that. Do I love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength? Because that will help me to love others. Well, I want us to examine those commandments a little bit further as we kind of think a little bit about God's heart and what it might look like to love one another, to both love God and love one another as well. We're going to spend more time on this next week, but I need 10 helpers. Can I get 10? Oh, thanks, Aidan. Thanks, Matt. You're here to start. You volunteered, Aidan. Volunteered yourself. There's another 8 commandments to go, so... Yeah. The 10 commandments, we see the kind of the heart of God as he kind of outlining some helpful ways that we love him and we love others. And remember, we're trying to think about what it means to be disciples of Jesus, where he said, people will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And he summed up the whole of these Ten Commandments by saying, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. So next time you see the Ten Commandments printed or you read about them again, you think, oh, they're kind of old rules and they're old commandments. It's actually showing us and pointing to us to this very difficult job of loving God and loving each other. It's giving us a few pointers. It's giving us a few clues. We also want to remember that we are to love others in the same way we love ourselves. So just even stop and take stock of how, in what ways that you love yourself this week. You say, do I love other people? Do I love my neighbors? Do I even love strangers in that same way that I love myself? So I just want to finish a little bit by looking at Jesus and by thinking through maybe some ways in which we can show love this week. The first one is a kind of a negative one. If there's someone that you hate, you need to stop it. Because disciples of Jesus are known for the fact that they love one another. So we need to stop that. If there's someone that you avoid, because it's just too difficult, it's just too uncomfortable, I'd just rather avoid them, you need to stop that as well, because disciples of Jesus are known because they love one another. There might be someone that you need to forgive as well. So this is where it's getting a bit messy. It's getting a bit hard. It's getting a bit real. There might be someone that you need to forgive. If you think about Peter, when he denied Jesus, denied even knowing him, and then afterwards, when Jesus died, he died and all sins of all people of all time were forgiven. And he showed what it means to love with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. There's a time when Peter meets Jesus again. And Peter actually sees him on the shore and he swims out. And Jesus is there cooking some fish for breakfast. And Jesus says these things to Peter. He says, do you love me? Jesus says, yes. And he says, feed my sheep. Which is a strange thing to say. He says it three times. Do you love me? Peter says, yes, I do. He says, feed my lambs. And what he's saying, he gives Peter the chance to say three times, I love you. And Jesus is saying, well, I'm going to set you up as the leader to love and care and protect all those disciples, all those followers of Jesus who come under your care. Jesus not only forgives him for what he's done, but he kind of gives him a second chance as well. Gives him another chance. He says, I want you to be the leader of my church. I want you to be the leader of these disciples. For us, as disciples of Jesus, there might be someone we need to forgive and someone we need to give a second chance to. I want to encourage us as we kind of gather together as our combined service. We never do this alone. Loving involves more than one person. Do you know that? It makes sense, doesn't it? In fact, as we think about the disciples that Jesus had, initially, he had the 12. He had more than that, but initially it was the 12. And then of those, there was kind of three that were kind of especially close, that he could be especially honest with, who loved him more deeply and he loved a little more deeply. And you see Peter, James, and John, kind of in particular circumstances, they see some incredible things. They're a little closer to Jesus. It's the same for us. We won't be friends in the same way with everyone from church. There'll be some people we're closer with, but we're able to love all people. We're able to love each other. And if you think about it, one of the disciples that Jesus had, Judas, was a traitor. He gave him up to the authorities to be killed. And the night before he was charged, Jesus actually showed kind of what love is like. When he went around and he washed the disciples' feet. So the disciples would have had dirty feet from walking in the dust in their sandals. And just before he died, before he showed ultimate love, Jesus just humbly went around and washed the disciples' feet. And as he did it, he said, this is what love is like. It's serving other people. And it's being humble. So if you want to be great, be a servant. If you want to be a leader, go and serve other people. He said that, and he does that even to Judas, who that night was going to betray him. He washed his feet. He showed him that kind of love, which puts other people first. And for us, we can put others first. We can love each other. The final thing that I want to say about love is this. this phrase, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So Jesus is saying when you love each other, people will notice. He's kind of saying you'll become famous for your love. People will watch the way that you love each other. Everyone will know, is what he's saying. And that's kind of an incredible thing to think about. If we are disciples of Jesus who love one another, others will see that love. They'll see the characteristic and we'll be able to invite them in. We'll be able to say, hey, because God loves us, because Jesus has showed us what love is, we are disciples of Jesus and we would love you to be a disciple of Jesus as well. The love that we have for each other comes from God and we want you to experience that love as well. It has an outside focus as well. He's not just talking about disciples loving one another. He's saying by doing that, others will see it and others will know the kind of love that you have and the love that you express. They'll be able to say, this is a church full of disciples. This is a family of Christians. This is a Christian group at school because they love one another. They love God and they love each other. Why don't I pray for us? Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we do thank you that Jesus came and he showed us ultimate love, that he loved you with all his heart, soul, mind and strength, that he taught his disciples what it was to follow him, to listen and obey and to become more and more like him. And Father, we pray for us that we would be disciples of Jesus. We would follow, we would listen, we'd become more like him. Father, may we be so impacted by meeting Jesus through his word, by being encouraged by Jesus' people, by being filled with the Spirit of God, that we would actually be able to obey this command to love others in the same way that we love ourselves. Father, in the messiness and the difficulty and our own selfishness, Father, may we be people who are so filled with love that others see it and they want that same love. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.